This is Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. Now for some news from our organization. KSJD and the Sunflower Theater will have a new executive director at the end of this month. Wynn Jones was selected by our board of directors a few weeks ago. She's coming to the area by way of Traverse City, Michigan, where she has lived for about 15 years, but she has also lived in the Four Corners before. She is joining me now by phone from Traverse City. She's about ready to pack up and move back to our area. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, Austin.
Talk about your background a little bit. You have been in the region before. What were you up to here?
In 1989, I moved to Colorado, but in 97, I started volunteering in community radio in Boulder. And in 1997, I got hired at Moab at KZMU and was the program director. And within 9 months of being there, I got the station manager job at KDUR. So I have been in the area. It's been a while, and I'm really looking forward to getting back to it. The community radio is my passion, and it's something I really enjoy, and I feel like I'm good at it. So I'm very much looking forward to working with this awesome staff that I got to meet at KSJD and getting back to Southwest Colorado, which is close to my heart.
You do have some experience in community radio, and it sounds like it is a passion of yours. What do you like about community radio?
Well, I think that community radio is in a unique position to give a voice to people who might not normally have a voice. I think that it connects us to one another and then to our place. And I think that, you know, I've been listening to KSJD on and off since I submitted my application, and I think that station does a really excellent job of just that, of connecting people to one another through music, through the news, you know, through all of your programming, and that you represent, you know, what is the best about Montezuma County on the air.
You had some experience, like you said, in Moab and in Durango at KDUR. What do you like specifically about the Four Corners? What made you want to come back?
Sort of like what's not to like, right? But we are definitely outdoors people. We ski, we hike, we fish to a certain degree. Some of us fish. I've been raising my kids for the last several years, and it's they're about to be grown and out of the house. So I wanted to get back to work, and while I just, I don't know how to say it. We love Colorado so much. When we left, we weren't dying to leave, but my husband needed more intellectual and professional challenges. And so we left for a while, but our intention was always to come back. And we prefer the Four Corners because it is so beautiful, so I don't want to say undeveloped, but it's not overdeveloped, say, like a major urban area. Like, we're not looking to live in a major urban area. We prefer the wide open spaces, the history, the culture, the diversity of the Southwest.
So talking about that, being in a media organization here in this area, when you start as executive director of KSJD and the Sunflower Theater, what are some of your first priorities?
Some of my first priorities are to get to know both the staff and the volunteers and the board. So I'm already setting up meetings with board members to talk about the state of the station, you know, get down into the heart of it, the meat of it, so I can understand what's going on. Want to talk to the staff, let them know we can all work together. I'm there to support them and make their, I think they're already having a really good time at their jobs, but you know, what can I do as the executive director to help them do their jobs and get the most out of their jobs, both professionally and personally. And then I really want to get to know the community. So I'm going to meet with the board members and come up with some sort of strategic plan of my own to, you know, go to different community type meetings, whether it's Rotary or arts organizations or something like that, that will help me understand all the nuances of Southwest Colorado, of Montezuma County, I mean, in particular. And because I haven't lived there specifically, I lived in Durango, but I was, you know, as a director of a college community station, your priorities are a little bit different. So as a, you know, vital community resource like KSJD is, I really want to get to know, you know, what everybody likes about the station, what they love about it, and how we can all work together to make, you know, KSJD sustainable.
So, Wynn Jones, I am going to put you on the spot here. And as you know, you are speaking for the very first time to the KSJD listening area. What do you want to say? I mean, we have our listeners out there. Everybody's listening to you now. Like, what are the first things you want to say to your audience?
I want to say thanks to the board for hiring me and giving me the opportunity to, you know, let somewhat of an outsider move into your area and take the helm of what is a great station. I think that I also want to encourage people to come to events at the Sunflower Theater. I know there's going to be a couple of different events once I get there that they'll be able to meet me. I want them to feel like they can, you know, invite me to things, to, you know, check stuff out or come meet me or let's go have a cup of coffee. You know, let's hear what you love about KSJD and about the community and how we can grow this resource. I mean, the previous executive director did an amazing job of creating a station in 14 years. And so it's my job and the whole staff's job is to secure that and take it into the future. And we can't do that without the support of our community. And so I want to meet as many people as I can. I'm pretty much an extrovert. I'm not shy. And I'm really looking forward to meeting people at businesses and on the street. You know, just being able to just connect, make relationships with people and connect.
That is Wynn Jones. She is the incoming executive director of KSJD and the Sunflower Theater. Wynn, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Austin. I'm really looking forward to getting there, and I'll be out in a couple of weeks.